Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, July 5th, 2022.
Moving right along.
Hope everyone had a great 4th, a safe and sane one. Have all your fingers. Count them. 3, 4. All except for the middle one. Hosting along with myself tonight.
Looking in the camera.
I'm still like tired from the whole weekend. It was a fun weekend on top of everything else. But
there's no time to be tired,
right? Sheesh. And then have to go work after all that. Oh my God!
I've always said work gets in the way of racing.
It's in the way of all the fun, doesn't it? So if you're a millionaire out there and want to just see me and Gary go out and have fun, please write us a check.
That's right.
The man on a mission, Mr. Gary White.
How you doing?
What's up? Shoot a lot of fireworks?
Yes. And a pretty busy weekend, so it was all right.
Well, the week leading up to it, then midnight.
Everybody thinks we leave the shop at 4 or 5 in the afternoon. And you're right.
It was a long
week. There was a few nights that... talking to your computer?
I don't know what it's doing here.
It didn't believe we left at 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, night after night.
Yeah. Not good. I don't know what's up with my computer.
Rather it's yours than mine. So... Yeah, we're all watching Michael work on his computer.
Right.
Yes, it was a long weekend, but it was well worth it. We're speaking of 12:30, 1 o'clock. Shit, we didn't leave the track until 2 o'clock in the morning the other night,
right.
Sunday.
Oh, man, I know.
Yeah?
It's a long day.
And we got there and you had to chase stuff, yeah. But I got there at 11 o'clock in the morning, and then I left at 2 o'clock the next morning.
Oh,
yes.
That's long. I wouldn't have it any other way, though, right? I think it was good. Especially being on a Sunday, I didn't know how that was going to work out for a Sunday race, but... let me tell you, it was a packed
yes.
house in those
yes.
stands. So kudos to TJ, his whole crew. Cindy Clark was there. Kevin Terrell, I don't know what he was doing. He was driving around in a golf cart doing something.
The problem is Kevin Terrell didn't even know what he was doing.
He was INX now, but,
yeah.
There's a lot more people involved, and I don't know all the names, but
you guys
put on a hell of a show. It was a great.
And as you said, a packed house.
Yeah, it was very packed. It was good. Dan Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully he didn't have to yell a lot.
I don't hear him no more on race monitor, so.
Yeah, you don't get that privilege.
I don't get that privilege of hearing him. And thanks to Patrick, a.k.a. Justin Griffiths, and Gary for all their help.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Susan
Griffin, yeah.
Also.
We're standing the heat with us.
Yeah.
She don't do heat very well, but she was there with us, helping us all the way.
Right.
There's as Patrick just said on the thing here, it was all worth it. It was 100% worth it.
You know, and
Vinny Jr. said, let me make sure.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Vinny Sr.
Okay.
said, thanks for all the food this weekend. So
hey, no problem. You know what? And that's why we do stuff like that. It's for everybody there. You know, we just, and that's something you've done in the past on the 4th. When you've raced there in the past, but we're kind of incorporated it for our Racers Barbecue this year, even though we had one earlier in the year, but that will come out later. But.
Sorry we ran out of a few things, but hey, that's okay.
I think
okay.
the only thing we really ran out of was a hot dog bun.
Hot dog bun.
You had to eat your hot dog and bacon wrap hot dog after a while with the fork.
And just so Michael did offer to go to the store and buy more, but it was just, you know, the timing and everything wasn't in the card. So that's okay. We'll just buy a little bit more next year.
Thanks for saying thank you, Vinny. We appreciate that. Want to say also, you know, Mark Allison pitched in.
Yes.
He's done that in the past for us at the Racers Barbecue
at the park. Yep.
He's pitched in. He also supplied some watermelons. Which I was actually surprised how quick those went. I didn't think, but
hey,
let me tell you, he bought a container thing full and
ice chest full,
and man, that went quick. I was shocked. I should have cut all of them in half. Made them last a little longer.
Hey, cut these little pieces of watermelon in little pieces.
They're actually big slices.
I didn't get them, so I don't know.
Yeah. Next time, cut the hamburgers and hot dogs in half, too.
No, the buns.
The buns. Yeah, we'll
the buns. Hot dog buns in half. You get a bun-length hot dog. Yeah, you get a bun-length hot dog on a half a hot dog bun. Yes.
Oh,
yes, okay. And Cindy Clark requested bacon-wrapped hot dogs.
We made those specially for her.
And then I turn around and she's standing over there grilling them. I'm like, what the hell? But okay, thanks for the help. But yes, we did some bacon wrapped hot dogs and I should have started it a wee bit earlier, but you know, I like a warm hot dog.
Well,
a hamburger.
And that's the reason you said, hey, I don't want to start them too early because you don't want them sitting cold.
Right,
getting cold. Yeah.
And instead of somebody talking good about the barbecue, they say, oh, they give me cold hamburger. I don't, you know, I'd rather them wait a few minutes for a nice warm hamburger or a hot hamburger.
Yeah.
So, and it's been a long, long time since I've seen a line like we had.
Yeah.
But
it was good.
There was a line. And, you know, of course, as the burgers are cooking, you BS with the guys and girls and, you know, and thanks for dealing, Dylan. I don't, the one that spotted for me, and I don't remember his last name off the top of my head. Dylan, the 94 bomber car, the one that spotted for me in Woodland.
Yes, I can't remember his name.
Thanks to him for understanding me giving a female a hamburger before I give him a hamburger. So, and he's a good guy. He understood. So. He stood there with Mark Allison and waited for a burger. But
right.
Yeah.
I like, you know, we had a couple of nice tables for everybody that were
$25,000
tables.
Pretty damn expensive tables. Yes. Yes, I'm sorry. You're right. We did have some
pretty damn expensive.
Yes.
I really like those tables.
Yeah. $25,000 tables, too. Hey, those got to be good tables.
Exactly. It was good.
Chairs.
I
looked up and they were using them as chairs.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
All right. Patrick was behind that, but that's okay.
He started that whole thing.
That's right.
That's okay.
Hey, you know what? As long as it's not broken and...
Well, what we'll
if
do,
they have to use it for a table, whatever.
We'll track down whoever's in the pictures. So I have pictures of whoever's been on them. They have to work on them next time.
Okay.
So I'll go track them down.
Yeah. Teach you to use this $25,000 table, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, exactly. No, it was really good, really busy. There's a lot of people that showed up for the barbecue. And
Vigiri says he got them off. So apparently
he told them. I watched him get back on.
Oh,
himself included, by the way.
Oh, okay, so he only did half of the job.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Hey, I know I looked up and I was like, holy shit, and then I was continuing barbecue.
Well, he was about to jump over the barbecue and chase everybody off. I was like, well, hold on. Before you get on that guy,
uh-huh.
that's somebody that Justin was just sitting there with.
So you
didn't have to jump over the barbecue.
Yeah.
Special Jello shots.
Oh, yes.
You.
Thanks to
Sheila
Lynch. Sheila Lynch and... never mind. Anyway, thank you, Sheila Lynch, for the Jello shots that they were almost gone by the time I was done barbecuing. So
you didn't have to count them. They were, you know, they're good.
Oh yeah. And I think I only gave two of them away, and the only reason I gave them away is because somebody handed me one, and I had the spatula in my hand, so I set it aside.
That's right.
And somebody seen it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey,
so,
you got Jello shots?
Yeah, you got okay. Jello shots, and I couldn't tell them no. So yes, I gave them. So.
And this is all after the race, obviously. There's no vehicles running around in the pits or anything.
Not even the forklift.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
So it was all within the rules of the track.
That's right. That's right. We don't condole drinking during the races.
And if you didn't get a Jello shot, sorry, we didn't tell everybody for a reason.
Yes. And again, thanks to Sheila Lynch for bringing those. She did a great job with them.
Absolutely.
They were very, very good.
Absolutely.
I had just 15 or 18 of them. Don't worry about it. It made for a longer night, but that's okay. We got it all done. We took care of it. And
it made the barbecue go slow.
That's right. It made the barbecue go much better.
Absolutely, yeah. Hey, you know what? Overall...
And next time, no, we're not going to tell anybody that we got Jello shots.
No, exactly.
So.
No more. We won't bring that
out. Well, I'm expecting them next time, Sheila.
Yeah, I like the setup we had there. It was nice. It was open. There's enough space for everybody just to hang out.
Yep.
Thanks to Watchdog for the tower, the LED light tower that we had there. You know, and thanks to the track, of course, for letting us...
The barbecue. Letting us do what we do.
I think as long as they got food, they were okay with it. So.
Yeah. Unfortunately, TJ was a little late to the party, and
well,
he got a burger, but he wanted a bacon-wrapped hot dog, and there was no bun for his... But, hey, you know what?
There was... He got to eat a bacon-wrapped hot dog.
He ate a couple of them.
He ate it with the bun.
That's
all.
Right. He ate a couple of them. Yes.
Cool.
And yes, I do. I like that setup we made
nice.
You know.
Plenty of space.
And thanks to Arlie for bringing his whole family out. If there was 100 people in line, 70 of them was related to Arlie.
Exactly.
So,
the other 30 got to eat.
That's right.
Back.
The other 30 got to eat. But you don't know how many times I heard, "Oh, Arlie's my cousin. Oh,
Arlie's my
uncle.
Arlie's my nephew."
The one girl said, "Oh, Arlie's my uncle." I said, "Arlie's your uncle?" She said, "Oh, yeah, Arlie's my uncle." I said, "I wouldn't brag about that if I were you."
Hey, and you had a special guest show up, as usual, the little girl.
Oh, yes.
The young lady.
She
was just talking about, I can't remember her name, but, oh, she was.
Don't feel bad. I don't remember her name either.
Didn't show up yet, and then 5 minutes later, there she was.
Yes.
So.
And... a note to kids, the reason she wasn't out there the last race, because I said, "We were waiting for you to come in the pits. What's up?" And she said, "I was on restriction and my dad wouldn't bring me out." And I high-fived the dad and I said, "Good job. If she's on restriction, don't let her come out."
Yeah.
And it was. She wasn't doing her cleaning at home the way she was supposed to.
The chores weren't getting
done. Exactly.
Well, you know what? That's good parenting.
Yes.
Even though racing should come first. Right?
I 100% agree. Oh, Dennis says he got a bacon-wrapped hot dog.
All right.
Yeah. And thanks for the burgers.
Yep. No, we appreciate it, and you know,
it was a great weekend. The trucks went flag to flag.
Yep,
we had no.
Yeah, speaking of that, the Le Mans Truck Series to me had one of the better nights of racing. You know, not finish wise, because
huh?
We all would have liked to finish first, but flag to flag, like you said, no cautions. It went smooth. We were able to get a tribute to, you know, the Independence Day with their flag.
And speaking of that, thanks to Danny Fitzgerald for squeezing us, you know, as you heard in the driver's meeting, he is a time Nazi. He does. So thanks to him for squeezing
our... That's from his own mouth, by the way.
That's right. That's him.
Quote, unquote.
Yep.
So, yes, and that went smooth, and it went exactly the way they said it was going to happen this time. Last year was a little more confusing, but
yes,
we were good this time. Thanks for allowing us to do that. And we backed it up by finishing caution-free.
Flag to flag. So.
Thanks for David Levitt for coming down from all the way beyond Tucson, down by the border, coming up here, and wherever he races at Tucson, was able to win the feature in the late model truck series. So congrats to him and his family and his crew.
Yes.
Let me tell you, Mark Allison really gave him a run for his money, especially since Mark was saying he seemed like that he had a little more power than Mark did, but Mark didn't give it to him.
Yeah,
that's for sure. So great finish. I think it was a good race for the fans. Again, three wide in turn one as usual.
Let me guess, the 66 truck had nothing to do with that.
He said he couldn't wait. He said he tried to wait, but he couldn't wait. Yeah, he just had to go.
Yeah, his right foot for some reason can't wait.
That flag goes green. His foot gets heavy.
Uh-huh.
It's like a brick on his foot.
We all love Stan Mullis. Stan Mullis is a great guy. He's,
yep.
And let me tell you, he can joke with the best of them. I bust his balls all the time, and all he does is laugh and carry on with what he's doing. He don't, you know.
Yeah.
And like I say, he's usually the late one to the late model truck series drivers meeting.
Right.
He's usually one of,
I'll tell you, the last couple times he's been there, we almost can't say he's late. We can joke about that no more.
No, I congratulate him for being early.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, he's a great guy, and like you say, when that flag goes green, man, it's his right foot just don't know what to do.
His brain gets shut off, his foot takes over, and it's all blinders.
Yeah.
Chloe Lynch did amazing.
Yeah.
You know, she had some front-end issues, but still was able to wheel that thing to a fourth-place finish. You lost some power steering, but, finished a decent finish. Bill Black, thanks for joining us again. You know, he's from Phoenix, races at Tucson. He was able to come up and race with us this time and had a decent finish, I believe, fifth place.
Fifth.
Yeah, sixth. He got fifth.
No, I think Chloe was fifth.
Oh, was it? Maybe it was vice versa. Maybe he got fourth. Whichever.
Yeah.
But either way, he was able to join us. It was a great race. Matt Jaspel, thanks for coming in last minute from California. I don't know if he came from back East Cal, but he got up here to race, and he had some truck issues. But the truck looked good. It's sporting his number 13 and sponsored by the BoktorMotors.com people. And let me tell you, if that truck didn't give out, Matt Jaspel was going to be up front running, especially with non-sticker tires. They're fresh tires, but they weren't sticker tires. But he would have really gave them a run for his money up front. So thanks, from Matt Jaspel. We'll look forward to seeing him down at Irwindale. Hopefully, and definitely back up here in October 14th on that Friday.
Speaking of that, September 10th is our next race in Irwindale for the trucks.
Right. And we'll be on the third mile on that. We elect to be on the third mile in that race also. So it's going to be a great race down there. But overall, I think It was one of my less stressful races with the late model truck series because nobody bumped anybody. Nobody got into anybody.
Yeah.
You name it. You know, there's always a little something to, you know, that kind of makes you wonder. Not this time. It was really, really good. They had a really full schedule, too, at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway Bullring this weekend. They had the waterless boat races.
Yep. I didn't get to see none of that.
I walked up there and then seen a little bit, and then I had to walk away because I was thinking of that track. Oh, don't mess that track up. Don't miss the walls up. They're hitting the walls and,
man.
Pulling these boats on that track. And I'm like, I got to walk away. I can't watch this. they had looked like a couple of skids, you know, of course, they didn't pull them as skids. They put their, you know, like all four wheels on. They had a couple of those pulling some boats. And I was actually surprised how fast they were pulling them boats. Even the vehicles. What they did, they had these, I don't know what you want to call them, the vehicles that were supposed to knock the boats off. They weren't the other boat pullers trying to do it. They had specific vehicles knocking the boats, you know, trying to get the boats off.
Yeah. I wasn't understanding that, but. Yeah.
And there was one that was that little minivan with the bug on it. And I said, that's why I walked away, because I forget which mini stock or whatever you want to call them was pulling a big boat, and that van just really almost full speed down that back stretch straight for that boat and pinched it between the wall the boat and the wall, and it just I thought there was gonna be more mayhem than that, and you know, pieces went everywhere, and I was like, oh, poor wall.
I don't want to be the one that has to go sweep all that up.
Yeah, exactly. You know, TJ did ask if we would pull one of those with one of our trucks, and obviously not, because the mayhem, there would be fiberglass up everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, no, we couldn't use one of those $25,000 tables for the barbecue,
yeah.
Yeah.
We couldn't mess that up for the barbecue. It was cool. Fireworks were good. I didn't get a chance to watch, you know, the full fireworks that they were doing stuff, but I heard they were really, really good.
I just heard them. I didn't see much of them.
Yeah. But I think fans probably enjoyed it quite a bit.
And as we said earlier, totally a packed house. Oh, yeah. It was full.
And like it usually is, standing room only, it seems.
And when I was leaving the track after our main, that whole turn one fence was packed with people standing. Man, it was full. It's been a little bit since I've seen it that full.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Yeah, they had all the divisions out, the skid plates. Factory stocks, super stocks, what else?
Modified, and
Bandos,
prolates.
Legends, prolates. They had all the different divisions out there. You know, I don't know if you guys know who the winners are. So
no, I don't know. I don't know none of that.
Looks like RJ Smotherman in the skid plates won. And then, of course, we know who won our late model truck series race, but and these are just results from Race Monitor. So if it's wrong, then get on Race Monitor.
That's right. Don't tell me about it. Go to Race Monitor.
Race Monitor. Number 8, Ryan in the Bandolero feature. What do we got? Prolate feature. Dustin Ash in the Prolate feature. You know, let me tell you that they have 15 prolates, by the way. And then going back, the skid plates look like they had 12, which was quite a bit. It's good to see that. Bandos had 8, which is really, really strong field. Prolates had 15. And that prolate division just has some really good drivers in that. There's a lot of great drivers, Aaron McMoran. Looks like he finished fifth place. Haven't seen a lot of him myself anyways. Maybe he's been racing, but I haven't kept up with that. So to see him up in the top five is in that division is really something else. Alex Escandari was out in the number 12K. He got eighth place.
Well,
yeah, I haven't seen him out in a while. Enzo Lalama in the 43 got 11th. Kyle Keller, Chris Kleins, Gafferini, all of them guys are out. A little in the tail end, but a lot of great, great racing in the pro late models. 602 mods, 16 in that field, which is really amazing.
Doug Hamm,
how'd you know?
Just a guess.
Kaylee Barker, third place.
All right.
She's doing real well in that. I think she found her place in something that she feels comfortable in. Sam Jacks, fourth. Kyle Jacks, fifth.
Who was second over there?
So, Giannini. Giannini. Yeah. Donna Gunther's in there, eighth place. So I've seen her out there, but I didn't know if she was racing. I thought she was just out there. But
is RJ in there somewhere?
RJ, 16th.
Oh.
Yeah, he was. I don't know if he. I don't think he started. It doesn't look like he has any laps in.
Oh.
But,
I saw Ahmad go by our pit, and it said RJ on it. So I.
Yeah. Yeah, Scott Osborne, he was out. Justin Johnson finished 15th. I don't know, if they had any troubles or not. Didn't get a chance to watch, the races, of course. But so that was a good, good turnout in that. Super stocks.
I know on Saturday night, one of those super stocks blew his motor up. So I do know that.
I don't know why, but super stocks have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things that show feature features.
Again, it's the race monitor.
Yeah, with all different. Like each one has a different winner, so they must have had like
five different winners.
So I'm not even going to attempt to say who won that. The legends, Tyler.
I think I saw Justin Johnson won on the super stocks because I saw a video of him spinning donuts on the front stretch. So I'm assuming he won.
They had 10 of them there. Justin Johnson, I'm assuming if this is the correct one, first place, Sam Jack, second, Mike McKern, third.
Yes, I heard Mike McKern got third.
Adam Simon, top five, he got a fourth place finish. So that's cool. Barry Levitt, which was David Levitt that won our feature, his dad was racing in the super stock.
Yes.
Brought a super stock up from Tucson, was able to race locally here, but got a seventh place finish. So that's cool. Gary Griffiths in there. I guess he had some issues.
Gary or the car?
You figure that one out. Legends, I was getting to Tyler Reif. Looks like he's got the win. A lot of familiar names in all that. Chloe Litch, 12th.
And she did real good in the truck.
Yes, she did. Emilio Thompson.
And she's got a new young boyfriend.
Oh, is that her boyfriend?
No, the young one.
I know.
Justin.
Oh, yeah.
Justin's kid.
Justin's kid. That's true. The Rugrats.
Yes, the Rugrat.
Yeah, he kept saying, Chloe's my friend. Chloe's my friend. I want to go sit in Chloe's car.
Chloe's my best friend.
Best friend, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sheila took a picture of his kid with Chloe, and the smile on that kid's face was epic.
Yeah.
It's a really good picture. We'll have to get that from Sheila.
It's on the Facebook.
Oh, is it? Okay.
She goes,
I can't believe how cute that is.
Yeah, so Sheila put it out there, and then it's also on Chloe Lynch Racing's Facebook page.
Okay, cool.
Chloe or Sheila, whoever takes care of that page, put it on
it
there.
Out.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah,
it's
a really cute picture.
It's a 3-year-old kid, and I mean.
He's got his new best friend.
Oh, yeah.
But, that's what's cool about the Chloe Lynch Racing team there, you know, they have a really good background. They have a really good race image, you know, really nice family. So keep an eye on them. It's really fun to watch them.
Better family now that brought me Jello Shots.
Exactly. But yes. Congrats to all the winners, not just the winners, but congrats to everyone who showed up there for a really great night of a great weekend of racing.
And as you know, it wasn't very cool outside, but they were all still there. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Arizona's dad, the 00, he said, thanks for the burger Sunday. You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you coming down. And he also said Gary always has issues. So I didn't say that. He said that.
That's somebody from the outside looking
at you. That's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Sheila. Joe's old shots. Sheila just put on Jello shots.
Sweet.
Yes.
Sweet.
And thanks again for those.
How do you beat that race?
The Jello Shots?
No, that's the Jello Shots. That night of racing. What do you do? That's the biggest night, I think. It packs the house.
You know what? I think everything went in place.
Scheduling was nothing was behind. Everything went. They had the super offset modified.
Oh,
I don't
yes.
know what they have to. That's what they still call them. They had two for exhibition.
Yes.
Them guys typically, and I don't know. So if I get it wrong, it's not on purpose. But usually, them guys come from Northern California. You know, kind of midway up there.
You're right. But these two particular ones was out of Utah.
Okay.
Just those two.
Okay.
Just those two was out of Utah. Nick Musatelli, it was his neighbors.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, Nick Musatelli was helping both of them.
Was he there?
Yeah, he was there.
Okay.
He was helping them with those two cars. And that's the only reason I know
that.
I'm glad
you did
those,
that. Typically, that's where they're from.
Right,
so.
But those two
wow.
particular cars is Nick Musatelli's. And one of the guys said that he's going to put Nick in one of them cars.
No way.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. I was talking to Nick in lineup as they were clearing the track for those two cars. And me and Nick were talking. I was in lineup, and he was helping both of them cars, but he's partial to orange, so he was
that's
helping
the
orange
one
a little
true.
Bit.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
So, yes. Ivan's Utah is where those two were out of because he said they're – four or five houses down from him.
That's funny.
So,
that's cool. If you've never seen those super modifieds, man, you got to check them out. They had a handful of them one time a couple of times, but they will them things around that 3/8 mile track at the Bullring in like 12 seconds. Imagine that. It's like a go kart but fast.
Oh yeah.
Those things are super bad.
Yeah. I was talking to my spotter over the radio, and I was like, hey, the schedule says they're going to give these guys 15 minutes. And he said, well, damn, they can have 600 laps by 15 minutes.
They go around so fast.
Yeah, because they are fast.
Right.
So.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Let me tell you, them guys better have some quick reactions.
I'm all for it, Sheila. Let's do it.
What, she wanted?
She said,
one?
No, she said she'll make more Jello shots for the last race of the season.
All right, hey, there you go.
Let's do it.
For us, it's October 14th.
Yes.
At the Bullring on a Friday night. So.
Yes. On a Friday night, Sheila, so don't forget that.
That's right.
I mean.
We won't be barbecuing, though.
Nope, we're not barbecuing.
We want to get home at 3 in the morning, I guess. So.
Yeah.
Only once a year.
Yes.
But, you know, overall, man, what a great show. Everything came together. And
I like those super modifieds or whatever they were calling them. I don't know what they were calling them, but yeah.
Yeah, those are badass. they used to call
fast.
Them super offset modifieds. But.
I think at one time that Hamilton... Davey Hamilton had something to do with those at one time at the Bullring. He had something to do with it. So.
Yeah, they've been there. That or some form of those.
Yeah, they used to race that. There was 10 or 12 of them at once racing.
And let me tell you, that's some cool racing, watching them things.
Yeah.
You know, and that's my exact thought right before we went on the track was like, they had an exhibition before us. I was like, man, we're going to look slow after they watch them things go. I was like, we're going to get on the track. And I was like, man, what are these slow-ass trucks? But I think we put on a great show, and, you know, I don't think that was any thought in anybody's mind,
no.
Especially three wide in the very first turn.
Okay, guys, look,
and
girls, we got 35 laps to get this
done. Get
on
that first corner without going four wide first.
That's all we want to do is just get around the first corner.
We'll spread out.
And what's the first corner happen?
Same thing as usual. Ay. You know, I think not just stands, a couple of them will. You know how you go to the go-kart track and they got those limiters, like they can control it from.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah. If there's a big wreck, they just push the button and everybody shuts down.
I think we need one of those for a few, two or three guys.
Uh-huh.
No, it was good.
He's gonna win the race on the first turn. Yes, I
seven laps, I think.
Seven or eight laps, just somewhere in there.
So.
Yeah. But I knew they were coming. I knew they were all coming. I was pedaling as fast as I could pedal, trust me.
And with the
great spotter that I had, I got a half a tire out of where I should have been, and he's like, hey, they're catching you. You need to get back into your groove, you know. And
right. And
that's part of his help. And let me tell you, great, great, great help. I can't thank him enough for helping me.
And he stepped up, Ken Ash.
Yes.
That's who you're talking about. Has stepped up and helped you in that part of it. So, and that's, you know, that kind of help in your ear goes a long way. It doesn't, you know, stop at that track.
Oh, no.
Carry through the pointers, other tracks.
And
the guys, the Ashes know not just that track better than anybody. They know racing. And
yes.
They know what they're doing. So that's really cool. But we moved on, but I also want to say, hey, Matt Esposito, 333.
Halfway through the show, and I'm just reading Sheila's texts here.
Okay.
Or,
message.
Yes.
All clean. Let's keep it clean, Sheila.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding.
She said we're going to be celebrating an amazing season on the October 14th race.
Yeah.
So
you know, let me tell
bring
you
all them jello shots you can.
That's going
to
be
amazing. We're going to get Mike to have one. Sheila, bring Mike a virgin margarita or a virgin jello
shot. You
mean jello?
Jello.
In a cup.
Yeah. Hey, I might have a shot or two with you guys.
All right. Hey, you heard it first right here on this radio show.
Mike,
so.
You heard the word Mike.
Oh, no, we didn't hear that word.
A shot or
out.
Two.
Oh, not stopping at
one.
Yeah. Hey, can you edit this after? At 6:38, edit that out.
Ay.
Okay. Oh, Sheila said she will do that.
All right.
So.
Did she pull the switcheroo?
Put an M on it for Mike, and then just randomly put them on this. On the lid. I'm sorry.
There
put an M on the lid, and then just randomly put them on, and to guess which one.
Oh man. Crazy. There's a lot of people out there too. There's different faces walking around, and people saying hello.
People we don't even know saying hello that
there
know us.
There was one or two that came up and had to think for a minute, like, oh, that's who that is. Yeah.
You know what? Speaking of that, I was helping Lance Megan in the pits in 99 and 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a gentleman named Steve that was also helping on the crew. I'm running around out there, and I was talking to Roy, and somebody tapped me on the shoulder, and I turned around, and he said, "Hey, Gary, what's going on?"
You're thinking, "Who's this guy?"
He said, "Yeah, and you know me, I get busy, and I, hey, thanks, how's it going?"
Right.
Da, 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 and continue where I was going, right? He said, "Hey, Gary." And he's shaking my hand, and I'm like, "Hey, I got to go. What's up?" He said, "You don't remember me?" "Nope. I don't remember you."
That was 20 years ago, by the way.
Hey, he said,
"Gary Wyatt's a celebrity."
No, Gary Wyatt is no celebrity. But he said, "I'm Steve." And as soon as he said, I knew exactly who it was then. But as you know, we all gained weight and we all lost weight and we all changed a little. And as soon as he said, "Oh, I'm Steve," I was like, "I know now.
Yeah,
I know who exactly you are."
That's
right.
Cool.
So I did take some time and talk to him, and
has he been racing with you?
He had been in Washington. He moved to Washington, and he was doing some off-road stuff.
Oh, cool.
And he told me that he was driving down here, and he said, "I was driving down here, and off-road trucks were going the other way."
Oh,
so he turned around and went and watched the off-road race.
No way.
So it took him an extra day to get down here because he went and watched the off-road race.
And I
said to him, "Hey, if you want anything to do with racing, you know, hey, you know, we can use a little bit of help." And he's like, "I'm not sure if I want to go to off-road or back into paper. I'm not sure." And by the way, again, I don't remember his name right off the top of my head, but you will. The guy that had the that helps Kaylee Barker, the carpet guy or rug guy, he used to race cars out there, and he moved away. I don't remember his name, but Steve used to help Ron Barker and this other guy.
Not Morris Seeley.
Yes,
yeah,
Morris Seeley.
Okay.
That's who it was. Yes, yeah. So Steve, Ron Barker, and Morris Seeley all used to be buddies over there. Yeah, all friends over there at the racetrack. And then Steve moved away. So,
wow, crazy.
But, yeah, and Steve helped us with, helped me on Lance Megan's car.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
And it, like you say, 20 years later, you're like, you know.
People change a little bit.
Yeah.
At least physically. Our mind is still like 18 years old.
Yeah.
But,
mine's still 15.
Yeah, there's some people out there that are, they are, yeah, their minds still are.
Yeah.
But
yeah, and it was nice seeing him. And as you know, I get busy in those pits, and it's not that I don't want to take the time. I just, you know, you got things on your mind, and if you don't take care of them right then and there, then they don't, you know, you forget all about them. And then when somebody says, "Hey, did you do this?" I'm like, "Nope." You know,
I was.
Yeah,
I
was headed
that
way.
Then I got pulled over that way. Then I got pulled over that other way. And speaking of Steve's, Steve Burke was out there, which is cool.
That was the first time
in
a long time.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if he's...
And what is his daughter, 16 now, he said?
Can you believe that?
No.
It's amazing.
I don't
know. Last time, I remember seeing her one time when I was in Havasu. She was about this big.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting on his lap.
Yeah, and we talked. Kay has a picture of that kid in the stroller, and I think that's the last time I've seen him.
That's crazy.
And I've never seen the newest one.
I know.
And she's 6 or 7.
She's getting up there, right?
Yeah. I've not seen the newest one.
That's crazy. Yeah, so it's good to see Steve out there.
Yes.
He's got his daughter out there. She's not in the racing. She's in the volleyball. She plays a lot of volleyball and stuff. But
I think that's the one that was in the ice skating for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was into ice skating.
So it's cool to see Steve out there. I think it's been a while since he's.
It's been a minute or two for him.
Boy, I hope he gets the itch. I'd love to see him back out at least for a race or two.
He might have the itch.
Mama might not want him to.
Have
to,
the itch.
To give him cream for the itch. So he took the itch away.
Right. And it ain't going to be the Wally, I can tell you
right.
That. Yes.
Man. I would love to see, that guy can drive. He's real consistent. He's a really good driver. He's helped hundreds and hundreds of people out of that track with the Nevada Picker Park.
I don't think hundreds. I think thousands.
I know myself. I know he's helped me tremendously over the years.
He's been a friend. Let me rephrase that. He's been a sponsor, and he's even been a better friend.
Right.
Over the years.
Oh yeah.
Over the years of.
Yep. And I've told a couple stories before how I first met him in the mini stock days way back when, and you know, we've become friends over time. And I miss the days where you could just, like, you own the place. You could walk in to pick apart and get these before you even go out into the yard and you get first pick and all that cool stuff. You know, so.
I'll tell you. You know how I met him? Mm-hmm. Through Dick Cobb.
Oh no!
Dick Cobb said, "Go ask for Steve over there at Nevada Pick Apart." Right.
Right.
So, me and Steve talking through a fence.
Uh-huh.
Talking through the fence. I said, "Hey, you're Steve," and Dick Cobb sent me over to talk to you. Oh, well, just come on in here. as I mentioned Dick Cobb, he opened the gate.
Come on in. Yeah.
He was like, "Oh, just come on in."
Yeah, he's helped out so much. Anybody over the years.
Yeah.
So,
as a matter of fact, he was at my wedding. He went to my wedding. Him and Maria.
Yeah.
And of course, I don't remember a whole lot. But he said the kid was at my wedding. I don't remember. I don't remember if she was or not.
Her son.
No, the girl right there. That girl that was there.
Yeah. Married. Like, just yesterday?
No, last week. That's why I don't remember.
Oh, that's funny. That's crazy. Well, you know, you see so many different people.
Oh, yeah. You can't keep up with them all.
Cool to see him out. Love to see him in one of our trucks.
Yes.
And I think he's this close to saying yes.
You think he's this close. I think he's close.
No, I think he's this close. We just gotta convince his wife this is what would be good for him.
No, is what we need to do is size him up. Get him to the shop and size him up in a truck.
Right.
I think that will just put
him over the hump. Well, and you know, like anybody else, he wants one that's going to be competitive and he can do well in. So
all our trucks are competitive.
I know they are. Maybe we'll get him out on a practice night. Yeah. And then we're just joking about Maria. We don't know if Maria's making
him. No, we're just kidding him.
We're just joking, of course. But I'm sure she don't boss Steve around at all. But it was cool seeing him. It was really fun to see him back out of the truck.
I had went down and talked to somebody. I was privileged enough to be on the golf cart. So.
Oh, you got a chance. I didn't ride on it once. Not once.
Well, I started walking, and Patrick said, "Here, Gary, I'll give you a ride."
Okay.
So
I was privileged. Ask Justin if I could get a ride or ride on it.
In your own golf cart.
No, in the Truck Series golf cart, but hey, you know what? I got a ride. But I took off walking because, you know, and they don't understand when I walk, I get to think longer.
That's true.
I don't have to watch for people.
Take off one time, I was like, "Where's Gary?" Oh, he went to the Tech Barn or something like that. And I saw the golf cart sitting there. I was like, "Well, there's the cart. I think he's walking."
We brought the cart off for us, but hey, you know what?
Whatever
it takes.
If you took that cart and Justin needed it, we'd be in trouble.
Oh, yeah. We would be in big trouble.
So you did the right thing by leaving it. Justin, I think he did need it, actually.
Like I said, I take off, and it gives me time to think, and I don't have to watch for people. I can just walk. But, yeah, sometimes the cart's better, you know. But hey, you know what? If Justin needs that cart to get from point A to point B, whatever. Just make sure it's charged.
Exactly. And you know what? We did well. We didn't think we charged it all weekend.
Nope.
Did we? So we did well both nights. So it was cool.
Yep.
And again, going back to the stands, it was a packed house. And leading up to that, you know, I heard some different commercials that the Bull Ring does now. They were advertising that race.
Oh, I didn't hear.
Yeah, 92.3, I know they had it on that station.
Did anybody see a program?
No. Were they supposed to have one?
They said they were going to do programs. I didn't see one.
I didn't see one.
I didn't see one.
I don't think they've done programs in a while, have they?
No, they said they were going to do a program for this event.
Oh,
yes.
We'll have to look for one.
Yeah.
If you know they had had one, I guess let us know, and maybe we can get a hold of one. We'll have to see, you know, the advertisers in there, because we want to support the businesses that support the local tracks. Well,
and like I said, they told me last week or the week before that they were doing a program for this.
Cool. That would have been cool. That would have been cool.
And
yeah,
Cindy Clark said, thank you for the bacon-wrapped hot dog. Oh, no, I'm sorry, bacon-wrapped weenies.
Weenies, okay.
Uh-huh. Those are the best.
I was
going to
say something that's going to get you in trouble, so I won't.
Oh,
no. I'll just keep my mouth shut. So.
Dennis is out buying bacon.
That's right. Good luck with that, Dennis.
I'll keep my mouth shut. I almost said it.
You need to say good luck, Dennis.
Thanks. You said it for me.
It's about... Yes.
Hey, you know, and thanks for jumping in.
Oh, yeah.
Too. She's no.
She got. I was afraid she was going to get her white shirt dirty
right.
with the bacon popping,
yeah, man,
you know.
Yeah, she got back there and cooked. I was like, oh, man, I guess I'm not doing my job because somebody had to step in and do it for me.
Yes.
But, no, that was cool. That was cool. Hope the safety crew and the staff, everybody had a chance to come by and get something.
As you know, in years past, they wouldn't come down and have anything for reasons,
right.
But thanks to TJ Clark, he was on that forklift and he jumped off that thing. I thought it was still rolling when he was over there. So yeah,
well, better than the alternative. We're gonna start throwing hot dogs.
Yeah,
at him, so.
Yes. And Debbie Clark came over
and had
a burger. And it was for all of them.
It was for everybody
there at the track, not just particulars.
Yeah.
The bacon-wrapped hot dogs were for Cindy Clark, but hey,
she
only had two.
But that's okay.
Yes.
That's fine.
But it was for everybody, all crew, anybody that wanted to come get in line and have a burger and a hot dog and a bacon-wrapped hot dog, whatever. It didn't matter. And a lot of those... security came over.
Yeah.
So
that's cool. And going back to the advertising stuff, the only thing I wasn't sure, like if I didn't know anything about racing, they did advertise like waterless boat races. But if you're a fan, if you're a fan that's been there before, you probably know what that is. But if you've never been to the track and you're thinking you're going to go watch auto racing, but then you hear waterless boat races, maybe you're thinking, hey, is that for the lake? I'm listening to the wrong commercial.
Maybe they should have...
Because that's waterless lake mead.
Yeah, it's waterless lake mead. So
what am I listening to?
It fits right in, yeah.
But that's, you know, and again, that's just from my point of view. If I didn't know what it was, maybe I'd be wondering, huh? You know, to me, it maybe could have said something like, you know, waterless boat destruction night, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, where I don't know what that is, but just trying to help. Just trying to help. And maybe I'm way off on that, but but it's good to hear advertising. You know, because it worked. Whatever they did, it has been working.
The
stands were packed. So cool.
Yeah, like I said, I want to get a hold of one of those programs if they're out there. I don't know. I was in the pits.
Do they exist, Cindy? But
give her a minute to answer.
Yeah.
She's answering somebody else here.
Cool. And we don't get to all the comments or anything.
Yeah.
There's something on there. You guys pipe up, and if it needs attention, we'll address it. But when's the next race at LVMS? They're off all of August.
Yes, I'm going to double check right now.
And I believe it's in September.
September 24th, I believe, but I'm going to check that right now.
You're right.
Can you say that again? I'm recording it this time.
How about that?
Spencer Clark Driven Night is September 24th.
Okay.
Race number 8.
So if you have an itch for racing, you're going to have to wait. Abbott's Bull Ring, but you can come watch us.
Bull Ring,
I'm going to get to that.
Yeah.
So if you can't wait and it comes into September, that second week in September, you better come watch us out at Irwindale. If you've never been to Irwindale, it's a really nice facility there. Huddleston and his whole crew, staff, everyone there, they put on a great show. Some of the best fireworks I've seen have been at that track. You know, of course, Vegas put on a really
good,
close,
great
show themselves this past weekend.
But the Irwindale Raceway in Event Center, they put that on every race.
Yes.
It's every race. It's,
I don't know. They must make their own, or maybe they have a Chinese connection in China. Somebody sends it to them. I don't know.
Do they send the people to blow them off to us?
You never know.
No, but, Cindy, the question was, is the program that...
Did you guys
that
think,
was,
is there
was
a program
the programs, can I get one some way, shape, or form if they exist? That was the question.
Yes, it's not about bacon wrap hot dogs.
No, nope. And it's not about the September 24th.
Not about bacon wrap weenies.
Weenies, let's clarify, weenies.
This is about the program.
That's right. And... Spencer Clark Driven Night is September 24th. So that's.
Yep. And if you're a racer, there is Friday night practice the night before.
Yes.
I believe every division, not the truck, not the late model truck series,
nope,
but every local division will be racing on that night.
And it don't say what divisions.
And typically they're all the huge, but I won't. Don't know for sure, so I don't want to. Matt, you're awfully quiet over there. What's happening?
Jump in there, Matt.
Hanging out.
How was your weekend, Matt?
Did you do any fun horse
Terrible.
Stuff? Terrible. All right, we don't want to.
Let me guess, you were racing or you were working.
We're all about happy.
That's right.
So if you're not happy, keep it to yourself.
Yes, you got 3 minutes.
And that's why I've been annoying.
We'll give you 60 seconds.
We're going to give you 2.5 minutes to tell us your happy side of the weekend.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't need that long.
Oh, man. Well, you know why? You should have went up and watched the races. You would have had a happy weekend.
You know, I was...
what it's all about.
I was getting me one, Cindy. Sick most of the weekend, and then...
Sorry to hear that.
And I was working, and...
I'm sorry to hear that, too.
Got off work Sunday, went home, was going to, take some medicine, change my clothes, head out to the track. Nope, I was asleep, woke up Monday morning, missed everything.
Oh, that's...
I would trade your spots.
That's a strong medicine you got.
Maybe you don't need to be taking that medicine no more.
You should have came ahead dental shots.
No,
it was better medicine.
Oh, it was great medicine.
No, my body was just wiped out.
Yeah.
Draining a little bit more each day.
Well, in the sun, getting in and out, because you're always in the heat, and then in the cool, in the heat, in the cool.
Yeah,
so you're in some strange environment.
Well, plus it's been a rough Friday. Somebody broke into our yard and stole all the catalytic converters off the whole fleet.
Oh, no way. That's still happening?
The whole fleet.
Is that still happening?
Every van.
No way.
Yep.
Well, thanks, Debbie Dunn. We appreciate going on.
Anyway, I had a great weekend.
You know what? Overall, again, LVMS. Go to LVMS.com. Check out the boring. Thanks to Cindy Clark, too. Go to HearClear if you want to get some custom-made earbuds for racing, or if you just have any kind of hearing questions, you want to find out more, check out HearClear. Give Cindy a call.
If you can't hear, she knows sign language.
725-333-4327. Make sure you get a hold of Cindy, and she'll take care of you one way or the other. And we'll get a hold of one of those programs, and we'll talk about some of the businesses that are in it. We support businesses that support local racing. You should too.
Thanks to everyone that came to the barbecue. Thanks to everyone that came out to the track this past weekend and watched us do what we love to do.
Well, appreciate it. We'll see you live next week at 6 p.m. and on wheelsnow.com. Thanks, everyone. Hope
you had a great 4th of July.
Thank you, America.
Yes. Again, thanks for listening. See you next week.